This is an RNIB talking book.
A Dangerous Fortune by Ken Follett.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
A Dangerous Fortune. First, the prologue, 1866. On the day of the tragedy, the boys of Winfield School had been confined to their rooms. It was a hot Saturday in May, and they would normally have spent the afternoon on the South Field, some playing cricket and others watching from the shady fringes of Bishop's Wood. But a crime had been committed. 6 gold sovereigns had been stolen from the desk of Dr. Offerton, the Latin master, and the whole school was under suspicion. All the boys were to be kept in until the thief was caught. Mickey Miranda sat at a table scarred with the initials of generations of bored schoolboys. In his hand was a government publication called Equipment of Infantry. The engravings of swords, muskets and rifles usually fascinated him, but he was too hot to concentrate. On the other side of the table, his roommate, Edward Pilaster, looked up from a Latin exercise book. He was copying out Mickey's translation of a page from Plutarch, and now he pointed an inky finger and said, "I can't read this word." Mickey looked. "Decapitated," he said. "It's the same word in Latin, decapitare." Mickey found Latin easy, perhaps because many of the words were similar in Spanish.